Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Venice, from the Giornata degli Autori, here with Isabella Sandoval. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
One of the female directors chosen by Miu Miu for the Women's Tales edition of this year here in Venice. You have a film called Shangri-La. And how did you get in touch with Miu Miu? Which was your first thought once was proposed for this project?
Yeah, what's so funny is that when Miu Miu first reached out to me, I thought I would be the last person to be
why
to do a short produced by a major fashion label, because for the longest time, you know, I thought like I'm a serious filmmaker, you know, I cannot be like working with a fashion brand. But and so I've had kind of an ambivalent relationship with fashion, but it's actually a blessing in disguise, because you know, this opportunity making Shangri-La was a terrific opportunity for me to take my artistry in a exciting and different direction that started with Lingua Franca, which premiered here in Venice 2 years ago. You know, like with Lingua Franca, that was, I did a film that touched on social and political issues, but I did it in a tone and an atmosphere that was lyrical and poetic and sensuous, which I took to a whole new level while I was making Shangri-La. It was still set in a particular socio-political milieu, the Great Depression in California. And that was a time when there were anti-miscegenation laws, meaning laws prohibiting Filipinos specifically from marrying Americans. But in the second half of the film, it pretty much brings us into the inner imaginative life and dreamscape of the main character.
I mean, there is a lot of sensuality in your film, but a lot of a sensuality which is not for itself.
Yes.
It's for the lead character to become a different person.
Yes.
To create herself in a different way.
Yeah.
And do you think that fashion can help do that? Because you said that you were afraid of, you were not considered yourself right to do this. But actually, there is this kind of double meaning.
Certainly. I think by allowing the character to plunge into her kind of subconscious self and really let her imagination take flight, I feel like, you know, the fashion choices made by the character in the film reflects her own idea and sense of the possibilities of the person that she can be and is destined to be. And yeah, I think this is the first film and first work of mine where I allow the characters to feel, you know, grand and liberated and emancipated and just glorious. And that's a wonderful celebratory feeling to have about my work.
And why do you think it was time for your characters to feel like this?
I feel like, especially, you know, films that are made by, for instance, white or cisgender, you know, filmmakers, when they make films that have characters who are minority, they tend to focus on the marginalization and oppression of these characters. And I feel like it's about time to focus on or to shed light on what could be rapturous and uplifting and inspiring about these stories. And I think a key facet of that that we don't really see now is allowing these characters to experience and feel sensuality.
Yeah, because sensuality can define yourself and can help you to recognize yourself in the mirror when
exactly.
You watch.
You know, sensuality is all about having the capacity and ability to experience desire. And by desiring something comes with a feeling of agency that you're doing something. And it's such, I think, a terrific assertion of personhood and agency.
It's a thing also of affirming yourself.
Exactly.
Because you're affirming yourself through your body and through your wishes and through your needs.
Exactly. You know, and that makes it both subversively and radically political.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen, how was it to go back to a short film?
To be honest, I've never really done a proper short film before.
Okay.
And it's because I haven't gone to film school. I don't have a traditional film background where they teach you first, you know, make a short film. So I approached making Shangri-La very intuitively instead of like trying to learn the rules and conventions of what a short film is. I structured my short film based on the key learning that I made having, you know, from Lingua Franca, which is that a work of art and a film in particular is an emotional experience. You know, people are not going to remember the plot, details of the plot, the intricate details of the plot or the quirks of the characters, but they will never forget how your film made them feel. And with that emotional destination in mind, I came up with a story of Shangri-La.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Isabel Sandoval to have been with us again in Venice, like 2 years ago, for Shangri-La and the Miu Miu Women's Tale of this year. Thanks very much. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.